Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Hello again, everybody. And before I speak with Jeffrey Goldberg about Obama, McCain, Hezbollah, war and peace, little things like that, it's time to launch the first ever Brian Lehrer Show Transportation Road Rally. Are you ready for this? With the launch of the New York City Bike Share program yesterday, we thought we would do a thoroughly unscientific experiment, seeing how long it takes a bike, a taxi, and a subway train to get from point to point in New York City. This is selective, of course. Now, our three participants are Kate Hines and Jim O'Grady of our Transportation Nation team and Brian Lehrer Show producer Jody Avergon. They are all currently standing on the corner of Clinton and East Broadway on the Lower East Side. And their goal is to get back to the WNYC studios here on Varick Street near the Holland Tunnel. Jim will be using the new bike share. Kate will be taking the subway, and Jody is hopping a cab. Jody, you picked this spot. Why the Lower East Side?
Hey, Brian. Well, we wanted to pick a spot that was sort of representative of a transportation dilemma. So to get to the studios from here, you have to go across town and you have to go north a few blocks. And there's pluses and minuses to all the modes of transportation. So you could reasonably hop a cab or take the subway or use the bike share. And, of course, we'll just say out loud that there are lots of variables we're not taking into account, you know, time of day, traffic. It's starting to rain here, which Kate is very excited about because it means that everyone's going to try and jump into a cab and it improves her chances. The cost, both monetary and environmental. So all those things factor into most people's transportation decisions, but this is just an unscientific experiment, so we're going to try and get from the corner of Clinton and East Broadway back to you.
Huh. And we want to be very clear, folks, this is not a race. We had a long conversation about not encouraging a race, especially for the purpose of bike safety. So this is kind of a timed comparison, not a race. And we even instituted ground rules to ensure this. No one can break a sweat. Move at a reasonable pace. Jim has to adhere to all the biking rules, including going one way on the one-way streets, the right way, and not running any red lights. Kate can walk briskly to the subway but cannot sprint to catch a transfer train or yell for someone to hold the door open from 100 yards away, and Jody cannot elbow away any little old ladies to catch the first taxi. So quickly, before we start the road rally, what's each of your respective strategies here? Kate, do you have a subway route?
Yeah, I'm handing the phone to Kate here.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Kate. So it's kind of a funky commute. It's sort of from Lower East Side to Lower West Side. It's hard to do that by subway.
I feel like I'm the poster child for bike share or taxi right here. I'm at a distinct disadvantage, although should the sky open up, I will feel better. I'm going to head a couple blocks west to the F train stop on East Broadway and then go uptown. And then my big decision point will come at West 4th Street when I have to choose to either take the C or the E downtown one stop to Spring or get out and walk very briskly, not running, to the station.
And, Jim, where's the nearest bike share dock to where you are?
Oh, hey, Brian. This is Jim. I'm going to win. My approach is very scientific. I use my city bike phone app, so the bike share is about a block away. I go there, use my key, unlock the bike, head west, and then basically I'm just going to go up northbound on Allen Street and then Prince Street all the way back to WNYC. As you say, obeying all the traffic rules, but moving briskly.
That's right.
By my own locomotion.
This is preschool rules here, though. There are no winners and losers here. Okay, you got that?
I know you have to say that.
So there are no winners and losers here. Hand the phone back to Jody, and
okay. We'll
wrap this up.
Jody,
where are you going to catch a cab?
All right, so I don't really see any on this intersection, so I may walk north a block to Grand. And then the big thing is the route. I'm definitely in the avoid Canal Street at all times camp, so I'll probably have my cabbie take Houston cross town. And then when I get closer to the station, there's some one-way streets that may make things a little complicated. But I'm pretty confident, and hopefully it's a short trip because I'm definitely expensing this to you, Brian.
All right. I have no comment on that. We will put it through the normal red tape here at the WNYC Reimbursements Department. But the first WNYC Transportation Nation Road Rally is now underway. They will be checking in, except Jim, who will be on his bike, unless he stops to do it, on our Twitter feed at Brian Lehrer, so you can follow us to see how they're doing, and they'll come on the air as soon as they reach the station. Jim, Kate, Jody, be safe out there, especially if it's starting to rain, and we'll see you back at the station before the end of the hour.
All right, thanks. All right.
Thanks, Brian.
By the way, Jody's cab just made a power move after some Lower East Side traffic and is now at Houston and Thompson. Cabby eating Chinese food. Incoming, Jim has arrived. The bicycle got here first. The bicycle beat the taxi. Do we have Jim walking in the door right now? Okay, here comes WNYC's Jim O'Grady from our Transportation Nation project. And listeners, if you're just joining us on this first day of the Bike Share program, we decided to see, not as a race, just as a measurement with, you know, standard speeds used and all of that, who would get back to the WNYC studios on Varick Street first from Clinton and East Broadway on the Lower East Side. Jody Avergan in a taxi, Kate Hines taking the subways. It's a little bit of a funky subway commute from there. Or Jim O'Grady using the Bike Share program. Jim, you are here. I do not believe you got here first.
Believe it, Brian. It worked like a dream. It really went very well. I mean, it was raining out there, so it wasn't the most pleasant bike ride I've taken. And there was construction on Rivington Street, so I had to walk the bike for a block on the sidewalk with a delivery guy, a bike delivery guy, who was obeying the rules as well. And then I left the bike in the dock at Spring Street and 6th Avenue.
How's the bike itself as a machine? Because it's a one-speed, right?
It's a three-speed.
Oh, it's a three-speed.
And I got to say, I like that bike. The three-speeds have a nice range. The lights are generated by your own power. And the brakes worked really well in the rain.
And the tires are what, like heavy mountain bike tires?
They are, and they're filled with helium to be puncture-resistant. I thought it was a good ride. I kept up with a guy on a fixie down Prince Street. That was a pretty good measure.
I burst the tire, and the air came into my... Oh, no, it's not really filled with helium. Or it didn't burst the helium into me.
Right.
All right. Well, we'll see who comes in later, but congratulations.
We see waving. We see an arrival. It's
Jody.
Oh,
there's Jody. Jody cannot believe it. Jody, come in. Jody, who was...
He's crushed.
Jody, who was...
Relic of the fossil fuel age. Welcome.
I cannot believe this.
And Jody, who was just sort of... What's the word? You were so nonchalant when you walked out of here today, Jody. You said...
Unbelievable.
This is fun, but I'm going to be here first, so it's going to be boring.
I thought we were going to be here for 10 minutes waiting for Jim.
Think again, my friend.
Were you there 10 minutes waiting for a taxi?
I was there for a while. I got hit with a double... It started raining the instant we hung up the phone. So I was standing in the rain, and there were no cabs. And I did the, walk three blocks, start to panic a little bit. Usually, I think the best strategy with a cab is just stay put and let it come to you if you're on a big street. And I did the rookie mistake of started to scramble around and try and find a cab.
You panicked.
I panicked. And you were in my head, Jim.
And Jody, as the organizer of this this little hullabaloo here, is the moral of the story that, oh, my goodness, there is now a better way than there used to be before, at least as an option, to get from place to place in Manhattan, because you couldn't have just borrowed a bike on the spur of the moment in the past.
Right. That's exactly right. And obviously, there's so many other factors. This is just very unscientific. We'll note that Kate Hines may not show up till the show's done. But but yeah, I think that that's the point, is when you're in this one of these sort of weird parts of town, you now have at least one more option.
Look at all these people from the news department gawking at you through
this
the window.
This is the upset of the century. Right,
I have
here,
not seen
this is
a
app state over Michigan.
I have not seen a gawking scene like this across the glass. Here comes Naomi Lewin from WQXR. I haven't seen a gawking scene like this across the glass since last Thursday when Anthony Weiner was here.
Oh, that's right. If I may inject a note of perhaps controversy, I have to say I took a rolling stop in a few places. The thing, for a very narrow side street, there's a red light. I came to a full stop. I looked both ways, and then I proceeded like a pedestrian. And the kind of thing that bicyclists do all the time and very safely, in my opinion, in New York City. So I did not follow the absolute letter of the law on every occasion.
If it's any consolation, I think my cabbie took a few rolling stops as well.
We will talk in a few minutes to the New York City Transportation Commissioner, Jeanette Sadi Khan, whose brainchild the Bike Share program is, including about biking safety, and who knows if there are going to be lawsuits or whatever's coming down the road when a lot of inexperienced bikers start to commute in Manhattan. But Jim O'Grady, Jody Avergan, thanks a lot. And coming up next, tired of the same old politicians, former candidate Mark Winston Griffith on how to run for city council yourself. WNYC, and road rally update. Kate Hines via subway finally just arrived, shrinking a little bit wet, to coming in third to the car and the bike share bike from the Lower East Side to our studios here at the Lower West Side of Manhattan. But now a bike share day two check-in with the transportation commissioner herself, Jeanette Sadi Khan, and of course under her tenure, the city has seen the number of bike lanes grow exponentially. Now we have this public bike share program to put more two-wheelers on the streets. Commissioner Sadi Khan, welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian.
Are you excited? Are you proud?
It is a great day. Yesterday was a spectacular day, seeing over 7,000 folks taking rides, going over 10,000 miles. It was sunny. There were smiles. People giving thumbs up as you rode down the bike lanes. It was a really great day, and it's, you know, it's perfect transportation for New Yorkers.
I saw the reports yesterday that the website was down for a bit. The app was crashing for a lot of users. Any updates?
Yeah, the app is back up. The website's back. As with any new system, there are going to be glitches along the way. But the good news is that we're back up, and we've seen over 12,000 New Yorkers take rides so far just in the first 24 hours of service, which started on a holiday. So it's a really, really terrific start to a really important new transportation program.
Aren't you glad the launch was on beautiful Monday rather than like the worst Memorial Day weekend day ever on Saturday?
It did seem that it was a good omen for the program.
You know, I saw the head of the Firefighters Union on New York One last week say the bike share and bike lanes in Manhattan generally will not mean fewer cars on the road. They will just mean less bus and subway use and a harder time for emergency vehicles to get through traffic. What do you say to those two concerns?
Well, first of all, we know that the subway system is overcrowded, particularly during peak periods. So we think that this is going to be a great relief on the congestion that New Yorkers feel when they're crammed into subway cars. We also think it's a great new extension of the transit system. The subway system doesn't take you everywhere you need to go, and so it's a great add, the sort of last mile to complete your trips. So we think it's a perfect complement to our terrific transit system. You know, you've read stories where people claim that there are emergency access issues, but, you know, when we talk to the fire department, you know, they are absolutely fine with the locations. The fire commissioner affirmed that they have no access issues, and at the few locations where there were technical issues, we've been able to address them.
But in general, this idea that commuting by bike from within Manhattan or inner Brooklyn, where these bike share racks are, the idea that people are going to do that instead of take cars, does it make any sense?
Of course it makes sense. I mean, the idea is if you've got an option, it's a beautiful day, you can just swipe your key, take your bike, and ride to your location. It's a great option. If it's raining, you may not want that option. But the idea is that it builds in a lot more choices for New Yorkers getting around town.
All right. Ready to hear from some users and neighbors of users. Carl in Soho, you're on WNYC with Jeanette Sadi Khan, the transportation commissioner. Hello.
Yeah, good morning, Commissioner. First, I want to congratulate you on your visionary program, and I intend to get a key myself once you get the bike docking station out of Petrosino Square. It's a public park, and that's the question. Why can't you just move it across the street?
Well, at Petrosino Square, we actually restored the station to the site that was originally determined by the site selection process. And what we've said, and which is what we're going to do, is we're going to continue to monitor this location and other sites, and we're continuing the discussion that we had with local officials. And we've said that we will continue that monitoring process and work with them over the course of the next month.
Did the placement of the stations have anything to do with the traffic patterns on the specific street? Because, for example, one of our producers walked by the station on 41st Street right at the New York Times building there and noted that if you get a bike right there because of the one-way streets, you have to go to 8th Avenue directly in front of Port Authority, maybe not the most bike-friendly first block.
Well, we have, as you know, 42nd Street is under construction. So in a couple of locations, we've had to adjust to meet field conditions, roads that are being resurfaced, field conditions that were discovered. The idea for a successful system is to put stations in every couple of blocks. That's what's going to make the system work. So New Yorkers know that if they take a bike out, it's going to be easy for them to return it where they need to go.
And so, I think the biggest complaint so far seemed to be about the sheer amount of area that these docking stations take up, replacing parking spots and just being so big.
Well, we actually think that this is provides much better access, the bike docking stations, than a big car or a big food truck that's parked along a sidewalk. So, you know, it is a brand new transportation system. You can't make a brand new transportation system work without, you know, taking some real estate. That's the reality of the situation. But it is an incredibly efficient way of allocating space on the streets of New York. And again, if there are issues, and we're going to continue to monitor them, you know, based on field conditions, but these are wonderful solar power wireless systems. It's very different from London and Paris, where they're built into the streets themselves. So we have some flexibility, which we'll continue to exercise as the system continues to roll out.
Pete in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Pete.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. You rode a city bike yesterday?
Yeah, I got my first bike out right at 11 o'clock, right when it went online. And I just had a blast. I think that I signed up not knowing if it was going to be really economically beneficial to me. But I think I probably got my $100 worth yesterday alone.
Just for the sheer grins?
Yeah, it was just so much fun. I got the first bike out not two blocks away. I ran into my good friend Paul Steely White, who's the head of Transportation Alternatives, some of y'all know. And
you're a ringer.
Yeah, totally. I know, sorry, but I just had to put in a plug for it. But I ran to him, talked for a little bit, and then headed into Manhattan, back out to Brooklyn, around Williamsburg. I had a great time just stopping and talking to people. Everyone wanted to know all about the bikes, you know, not even just bicyclists, but and pedestrians, right, but also drivers, a guy on a motorcycle asked me, you know, what the deal was. And
Peter, I'm going to leave it there and get some other folks on in our limited time. By the way, I was just told the Transportation Nation tweeted for people to call in to this show right now with positive stories. So for what it's worth. Tiffany in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How about you?
So my comment is actually the opposite of how great it is. I live downtown Brooklyn, and yesterday I witnessed people breaking the law like crazy. I saw people driving right down the middle of Atlantic Avenue on the yellow line. I saw them driving up Court Street in the wrong direction. I saw bikes bump into cars. Is there going to be any kind of increased policing of these bikes actually following the rules? Because as somebody who drives all the time, I'm scared. I'm going to hit one of these people.
By the way, correction before we get an answer to that. I said it was Transportation Nation. That's our journalism site. I meant to say it was Transportation Alternatives, the bike advocacy group that tweeted out for people to call in with positive stories. But, Commissioner, what about Tiffany's concerns?
Well, what we've seen over the last decade is that more bike riders has meant safer streets. And, you know, the number of people biking has quadrupled in the last 10 years, and yet we've not seen any increase in serious bike crashes. So we really think that the city bikes are going to help calm our streets and that there will be, you know, continuing to see those results, safety in numbers. The bikes themselves are built for stability and not for speed. They have a low center of gravity, just three speeds. and they have lights that are on whenever they're in motion. They've got bells, and the rules of the road, you know, yield to pedestrians, stay off the sidewalk, obey traffic laws, and ride with traffic, those are printed right on the handlebars.
Are you concerned about a lot of newbies out there who may not be regular bike riders? Suddenly they're going out into the busiest streets of Manhattan.
Well, we have done a big press on the safety education front. Anybody that signs up for an annual membership gets a rules of the road, cycling guide, safety tips, all the rest. There are videos online. We are partnering with Bike New York to offer classes. So we are doing everything we can. And I think that it's you're going to see that, you know, there are going to be some people that have incidents. As you do actually with cars or pedestrians, you know, it is sort of a balancing act on the streets of New York.
How about your legacy, since you and the Bloomberg administration have only a few months left in office, on the entire bike lane, you know, project? Here is a clip of the newly minted mayoral hopeful, Anthony Weiner, on our show last Thursday, criticizing not bike lanes, he says, despite some things he said to the mayor in the past, but the way they were imposed, dividing the city. Listen.
They succeeded in taking a unifying issue, the thing that people agree upon in the city. They like bicyclists. They like biking. And they made it a divisive one. Now you have people who are venomous about bike lanes, who that if we had a smarter policy with more conversation and more consideration, then I think the policy you probably would have gotten to this to a very similar place without having funny conversations like that.
So Weiner's not alone, hardly, among the mayoral hopefuls. Any regrets about how you've handled the issue?
Look, we had workshops where we rolled up maps and that New Yorkers could mark up, showing where the stations were. We collected 65,000 station suggestions. So this system was really designed by New Yorkers, for New Yorkers, the most public input of a transportation project in history. So did we reach all 8.4 million New Yorkers? No. I think that, you know, not every New Yorker is going to agree on every station, but, and this is New York, you know, everybody is going to, you know, there are going to be multiple sides of any issue. But if you look at the polls, poll after poll show that New Yorkers like bikes, they like bike lanes, and they like bike share.
We have 60 seconds left. Two quick questions. Why no helmets?
Well, no system has helmets that's successful. You don't have them in Washington. You don't have them in Boston. You don't have them in London. You don't have them in Paris. And helmets are not required in New York City, but we strongly encourage it, which is why we've given out more than 80,000 helmets so far, and we're on track to give out 100,000 in the next couple months.
And it's Lower Manhattan or below 59th Street and Inner Brooklyn. Where's the next rollout? Is there going to be one before you leave office? We have 15 seconds.
We're continuing to work with sponsors on that, and we're continuing to work with the Small Business Administration on a loan to make up for the bikes that were lost during Sandy.
New York City Transportation Commissioner Jeanette Sadi Khan, congratulations again on the first 2 days of the Bike Share program, and thanks a lot for coming on and talking about it with us.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.